Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Still warmth coming in for Richard O'Brien. What a member of the human race, says the texter. What food for the soul. He was great, wasn't he? A one-off, really. OK, now it's time to take a look at what's coming up on our screens, big and small, in the immediate term. And we're joined by writer Henry Adam McCurvey and film correspondent with the Irish Times, Donald Clark. Good afternoon, guys.
Hi. Hello.
So we've a lot to get through, so we're going to romp along here. A lot of good recommendations. So, Donald, cinema-wise, She Said, which is the film of the Harvey Weinstein saga and the start of Me Too, and you are highly recommending this.
I am highly recommending it. It is, there's been a lot of gossip about this in the film press over the last few weeks. It hasn't done brilliantly in opening in the States, and there's a lot of argument about, you know, people just not interested in going to see films on serious topics at awards season every year, which is a shame because I think it's a really good film. I mean, obviously there are similarities with certain previous films set in the journalism world. It's not up to the standard of All the President's Men or Spotlight, but it's a really good forensic look at how Jodie Cantor and Megan Toohey, these two New York Times journalists, plugged away at the Weinstein story until they finally got someone to go on the record. Very good on the mechanics of how a story is put together. Cast really well, right down from the top to the bottom, with good performances by the likes of Patricia Clarkson and Jennifer Ely as the Irish survivor of the Weinstein business. And I think also it just has this feeling of, you get this sort of sense of how difficult it is to forward a case when your opponent, if that's the word, is a rich man with a bunch of lawyers gathering around him who will act on any slight impropriety that you put his way.
So spoken as a journalist, we all know.
Yeah,
that story.
I thought it was very tense put together. I managed to inject tension into a story whose ending
that we kind of know. Yeah,
which I think is a good recommendation.
Okay, so that She Said in cinemas now.
Yeah.
Henrietta, we all got very excited when Disney were making Disenchanted and Enniskerry during the lockdown. So it's on Disney Plus now. Are we still excited?
I think I wasted 2 hours so that nobody else has to.
Wow.
With Disenchanted.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did too, yeah.
You're always so nice.
Yeah, not
wow.
When it comes
okay.
to this. Maybe there should be a statute of limitations on sequels. You know, maybe
okay.
this time we just don't need a sequel. The original premise to it is, what happens after Happy Ever After? Like, Happy Ever After is always given to us as the end, but of course it's a beginning. And I thought that was a really interesting idea.
Yeah.
But it just plods along. They're trying their best. Most of them, you can tell. Amy Adams is definitely trying her best. My Rudolph as the baddie is great, and she will steal scenes
her,
that she's
yeah.
in. Yep. But it's just really tedious. The
okay.
songs
Hollywood
are silly.
Hollywood should stick to Happy Ever After, really, should
exactly.
they?
Forget. That's obviously
we
where
have
it's
the
happiest.
Dull mundanity of what happens after
yeah.
that. We're living that,
yeah,
for God's
it's
sake.
Named,
okay, so, but on Disney Plus, so not too much effort for people if they want to sit through it with the kids. Donald, Glass Onion, A Knives Out Mystery is in cinemas now, and Netflix then, I think, in time for Christmas. I mean, the first one was grand. It wasn't amazing, was it?
I liked the first one. I thought the first one was good. But I can understand your reserve. I mean, it is kind of working through a great many, to use a pompous phrase, familiar tropes,
yes.
From the world of mystery. And that's a lot of, is how mysteries tend to work these days, a lot on television and film. You think of things like the recent Saoirse Ronan film, See How They Run, at Only Murders in the Building, on Disney Plus. All these things are basically postmodern reinventions or deconstructions of the mystery format.
The Agatha Christie style.
Games kind
of, them. Yeah.
This is too. I was just the release pattern of this is bizarre. Just to clarify what you just said, it is open this week. It's available for a week in cinemas, so you want to see it in the big screen. And I think if you want to see it, you probably should, because it's beautifully made. I mean, they're kind of made for, this one is made for the wide
okay.
screen. And then it vanishes and reappears on Netflix on December the 23rd
so
as a Christmas film.
Do they think they're going to win Oscars for it by putting it in the cinemas?
That's a sort of like different point. It has to open in Los Angeles for a week, I think, and in New York for a week in order to qualify for Oscars. So yes, they would have done that anyway. And it could. I mean, technical stuff is really well put together. It's essentially one of those mystery plots where a huge bunch of really wealthy suspects all go to an island or on a train or go off to down the Nile, and then someone dies and we have to work on doing it. It's that structure. But I thought very well worked. I think
okay.
the twists are great. It's beautiful. It looks absolutely beautiful, and the performances are great down the line. I think Daniel Craig is having great fun with that Creole accent. Janelle Monáe, I think, is the one to watch out for. This she's the breakthrough in a cast that also includes Catherine Hahn and Ethan Hawke and Kate Hudson and Dave Bautista and so forth.
Well,
if you like
quite a collection,
it's as good.
Yeah.
I thought it was I thought it was an excellent follow-up to what I thought was a pretty good opening film.
Okay, so that'll do for Netflix at Christmas.
If you don't see it by next Wednesday, you'll have to wait for a month.
Henrietta, is Secrets of the Middle Isle on Channel 4 what I think it is, yes?
Yes, it sure is, yeah. I mean, we all joke about the Middle Isle, and you go into the supermarket for bread and you come out with a submarine and a salad spinner, you know. And this show with Denise Van Outen, it's on Monday at 8, Channel 4, first of two episodes, and it claims to explore the consumer psychology behind the choice of Middle Isle products. That they seem chaotic, but that's deliberate. The chaos is to make us think we're getting something.
Yes, I believe it's been
so there has to be a lot of strategic, you know, thinking behind it. So I think that sounds really interesting.
Great, yeah. With top psychologist Denise Van Outen presenting.
Well-known international consumer psychologist. Yeah.
Donald, Simon Chama's History of No. On tonight, 9:15 on BBC Two. You love him, I'm guessing. You love this programme,
like,
don't you?
I think actually funny, last time I was on this, we were talking about Kunk on Earth,
yes.
Who sort of satirises all these what they used to call authored documentaries, where, you know, Kenneth Clark would wander around the ancient world and talk about civilization or whatever. I think Sham was a modern master of that, stomping about England in his leather jacket, talking with Edward the Confessor. He has what you need for that job. He has a wealth of knowledge, obviously, and academic rigour. He's a very distinguished academic, but also has the ability to turn the facts into a strong narrative that works on television. He's also, in an old-fashioned way, not afraid of making heroes and villains out of his history stories. That's something that went out of fashion in the 60s. We were all supposed to be talking about sociology at the bottom and not worrying about who are the baddies and who are the goodies. The latest three-part series, in theory, looks closely at the major, this is History of Now, major events that happened in his lifetime.
Okay.
And as I'm sure you will point out earlier on, he was born in 1945, so clearly what he means by that is the post-war world. Having said that, apparently the first episode goes back to the Spanish Civil War, which seems to be cheating a bit. And the first episode is investigating how artists and writers worked hard to keep democracy safe in the years leading up to and presumably after the Second World War, and there's a piece on Guernica, and he talks to George Orwell's son, Richard Blair, who is still with us, and that should all be...
Okay, so all very timely too, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, and that's starting tonight on BBC Two at 9:15.
Yes.
Henrietta, there is a documentary on RTE about the Cobblestone Pub. Tuesday.
Yes, it's the second of two parts, and it's actually worth going back to find the first one.
Okay,
first,
which is on the player.
Which is on the player, yeah, exactly. Because it's not about just the traditional music that this pub is famous for since the 80s. It's essentially asking, how can we keep tradition going if we don't fight for the spaces where tradition lives?
Okay.
You know, there has to be cultural spaces for traditions like Irish music to thrive. And this documentary is about the history of the Mulligan family's love for the tradition and the campaign against
and
the application to turn
it
into a hotel bar.
The recent history.
Yeah.
Okay.
Quickly, that Luke McManus's film North Circular opens next weekend, which is a documentary which traces the North Circular through its musical history, and it starts in the Cobblestone, and there are pieces about the Cobblestone protest in that film, and that's in cinemas next weekend.
Okay.
There's a nice pairing.
Footnote,
Donald, Mythic Quest on Apple TV. This is not new, but you're worth a go, you're saying.
Yes, well, it's new in the sense that the third series is landing weekly, started landing weekly about two weeks ago, I think. It's funny, a large part of this job seems to be pointing people towards great shows on Apple TV that have become slightly lost in the mix, which I think you and I have said before about this, that the interesting thing about Apple TV is it has far less content on it than Netflix or even Prime, but actually the hit rate is much better. And among those films that constitutes that good hit rate is Mythic Quest, which started right before the pandemic in, I think, February or March of 2020. And it is fair to say, I think, that computer nerds are perhaps somewhat unfairly a frequent subject of satire. But this is aimed at a very, very well-paid developers of a video game, so it counts as punching up.
Yeah, I feel punch away.
Rob McElhenney, who you know from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, plays, good joke, Ian Grimm. His name is actually Ian, but he pronounces it Ion. Does one of those sort of megalomaniac things that these people who make billions out of tech do to themselves, make themselves sound more interesting. he is messianic company boss that runs this MMORPG game. Great, zoomed around, lots of satire, lots of fun. Very inventive, in the second series, really inventive flashbacks that are really nothing to do with the main plot, but actually quite touching.
So there's
as
a treat
well
for people who mightn't have seen it from the beginning.
Mythic Quest. Three
series over there, Mythic Quest on Apple TV. Okay, Henry Adam McCurvey and Donald Clark, thank you very much.